Hey folks, it's Jeff Fuzzy Wenzel from the Woodshed Agency, and you are listening to an episode of Gawkerbacker. All right, folks, let's do some gawking. Let's go over on Kickstarter right now and let me talk about a couple campaigns that I am currently becoming a Gawkerbacker of. So up first is I'm looking at a campaign called Uplift. It is a spiraling solar sculpture to soothe the soul. So this is something that you put in your window and it's constantly moving and it's under glass. It almost it's like a souped up snow globe to some degree. The creator is a guy named Tom Lawton. This is his third campaign. So they've got 27 days to go. They had just over a $40,000 goal and they're currently sitting at $34,000 with 169 backers. So this campaign is moving in the right direction. It's also a project we love, so go check this out right now. It's powered by the sun, I should say, and it kind of creates this spiral mesmerizing thing to watch, and it just floats there like the sun's doing it. So really, really cool thing. So go check out Uplift right now if you need to add something to your house to make you relax and to soothe and calm what's going on in your world. So again, go check out Uplift over on Kickstarter now. All right, the next campaign that I am gawking at is called Monkey. It is a gym in your pocket. This is a big, huge campaign right now over on Kickstarter. It's the world's most portable fitness device for travelers, busy people, and gym haters. So they have 56 days to go in their campaign. They currently have 2,500 backers. They had a $50,000 goal, and they're just under $330,000 in 4 days. So wow, right? So this is under the product design. It's out of Colorado. It's a guy named Dan Vision and David Hunt are the creators of it. I'm going to spell the name again. It's M-O-N-K-I-I, Monkey. And yeah, it goes in your pocket and it's a fitness device and it comes with a 300 workouts with an app that you can do. And it's just got all this stuff that's attached to this little thing that, I mean, literally it's small, it's hard to describe. So you need to go check it out. But yeah, if you're a traveler and you don't want to go to the gym, you snap this thing to your door and you can do these workouts. So very, very cool product here. And this is going to be a big campaign. So keep your eye out on this. You may want to go become a Gawkerbacker as well, because it's got a lot of days to go here. So, go check it out right now. Monkey, a gym in your pocket. So yesterday, I got the chance to go out to Lake Michigan College out around St. Joseph's, Michigan, and do a little teaching about crowdfunding. We were invited by an organization, and let me pull them up right now. So they are the Cornerstone Alliance, and they had they're part of the economic development for Brennan County. So they're out in like Benton Harbor, St. Joseph's area. So it was great. We got to go out there, and there's about 70 people attending, and we got to talk about crowdfunding and the state of it in 2017, 2018, like where we are right now and things that are working. And Sean and I got to do a great presentation. It was a wonderful night. So I want to thank everybody out there for inviting us out there. We had a really great time. And it's always great to put what you do out into the world so people can see it and kind of unravel some of the mysteries. It still shocks me that even though crowdfunding is, what is it? I mean, we're talking about 7, 8 years old now. It is still treated, for most people, it is an absolute, what are you talking about? I mean, a lot of blank stares, and especially when you're looking at, you know, some of the, a lot of the audience, I'll say this too, a lot of the audience yesterday who was in the crowd is an older people who are kind of pivoting into this, you know, into their next phase of their life and trying to wrap their heads around this stuff. So a lot of the conversation was, you know, fairly basic stuff, you know, what are good rewards, stuff like that. But it's an important thing. But for me personally, I kind of got a glimpse of what it's going to be like, in my later years. And I really see myself kind of going into this path of, you know, retiring out by like, you know, over on Lake Michigan at a smaller college and teaching marketing and how to start a business and entrepreneurship. I don't know. It was very refreshing to me kind of just thinking about like imagining my kids are graduated, they're off doing their life, and my wife and I are living out on a lake in a smaller town, you know, a couple restaurants in town that you go to, and just slowing down because of, I mean, the breakneck pace that I'm going at, how far can that really go? And I think, you know, for a lot of you out there doing crowdfunding or entrepreneurship or business, and that's why you're a subscriber to Gawker Backer, you might be thinking some of these things, same things too. And I don't know, yesterday kind of gave me a glimpse of something to maybe hold on to and think about as, like, that's the big goal here is to, you know, help out as much as I can and then get into sort of the education portion of it at a smaller university, because I think that would be a relaxing thing. I do enjoy talking about this stuff, there's no doubt about it. So I don't know, that happened yesterday, so it was exciting stuff. But all right, how about we do a couple of five questions, right? Let's go jump into it. All right, here we go. We're gonna rip right through them, okay?
Boy, do I get to ask you questions?
Not this time, man. Next time you can bring them back to me. But for this one, we got to do it this way, because I literally am at a college getting ready to do a presentation on crowdfunding in like 5 minutes. So we start at 2:00. So, all right, you ready?
Ready.
What'd you have for breakfast this morning?
I skipped breakfast. I just ate lunch.
Okay, what'd you have for lunch?
I had a turkey sandwich with cheese and butter-flavored pretzels.
Nice, nice, tasty. What's the last book that you've read?
Last book that I read? I read a book, that I finished or that I'm currently reading.
What are you reading right now? Inspire us.
I bought a book, kind of strange, about the history of baseball cards.
Oh, that's cool. I love baseball cards back in the day.
It's pretty cool.
That's sweet. All right, third question. What's one thing that you want people to remember about you?
One thing to remember about me that I tried to make them happy.
Good. That's a good one. I like that one. All right, how about number four? What would you change if you could change one thing about yourself?
I would have played more sports as a young kid. I mean, I played, but I didn't play competitively.
Okay.
So I would have played more competitive sports earlier than I did, and I would have played in high school.
That's sweet. What'd you play in high school?
No, I say I would have.
Oh, you would have. All right.
I didn't, but I would have. I wish I would have. Yeah, I would have.
What would it have been? Football. Would you want football, basketball, baseball?
No, I should have played baseball. I probably should have run track.
All right.
I really would have liked to have played hockey, but our school didn't have a hockey team. So.
Yeah, I didn't have a hockey team either. I can't do anything on skates.
That would have been tough.
Yeah. All right, my last question. What's one of your goals in the next 12 months?
Oh, gosh, what are my goals in the next 12 months? I want to replace my fence. Does that count?
Sure. What's going on with your fence?
Oh, well, the guy who built it and put it up, it just wasn't the best quality wood.
All right.
And our ground isn't that great. We got a lot of rocks, so he had that to deal with. That's not his fault.
Sure, a lot of rocks out there, huh?
Yes, so I'd really like to get a new. I'd really like to get a new fence up there.
So is that a privacy fence, or is that a fence for structural fence? Is it just a fence?
A little bit of both. It's the tall wooden plank fence. So a little bit of both.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Interesting. All right. Well, listen, I wish we could talk more, but I literally am walking into a room full of people to do this conference.
I hear him, man. I hear him.
You hear him in the background?
I hear him.
All right, man. That's cool. I appreciate it, man. So check out Gawker Backer. I'm going to post this later, probably tomorrow, actually, Thursday. I'll post this.
All right, Fuzzy. Thanks, man.
Thanks, buddy. Talk to you later, man.
Yeah.
All righty.
All right, Tim. So thanks so much for playing my little reindeer games here. So real quick before we jump into it, so why don't you tell my listeners like what you do, who you are, how people can find you?
I'm located in Philadelphia. I'm a lot driver, to be honest with you.
Okay.
And I'm just very opinionated on social issues. That's all.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. I actually just made this podcast thing. Like, I don't have all the links together yet, but I'll definitely have it out there for folks.
Cool.
Soon.
Cool. Well, let's jump in. Let's do some five questions in 5 minutes. So my first question, what'd you have for breakfast this morning?
Fish and grits.
Nice. Nice. Awesome. Yeah. Did you make those up yourself? Did you go somewhere?
Yeah. We actually went to a little breakfast store around the corner.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Cool. Number two, what was the last book you've read?
The last book I read was The Art of War.
Nice. That's a good one. What'd you take out of it?
What didn't I take out of it?
right. Well, how about one like major thing maybe you can think of that's kind of moved you in a new direction?
To be more open and to know your enemy.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, like we walk around a lot, you know, like zombies, not knowing who's against us and who's for us. So I'm, you know, it just enlightened me to that.
That's very good. That's a good book. That's a good one. Number three, what's one thing you want people to remember about you?
What's that? I stand on my word.
Okay. That's a good one too.
Yeah.
All right. Number four, what would you change if you could change one thing about yourself?
Oh, what would I change? What would I change? Oh man, I'm actually who I want to be. But if I could change something right now, I guess to be more like on every platform so I can get my voice heard. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so I guess be more verbal, I guess. I don't.
Okay. Well, so let's unpack that one just a little bit more. So what's stopping you from putting your voice on every social media platform and building an audience?
Right.
What's stopping you today?
Not really knowing the path and like the correct path to take. That's basically it.
Well, so then my next question would be, is there a path to be taken? Is there a right one? Or is it just you just do it and start figuring out?
I'm guessing that you just do it now. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like I'm thinking it's a formula, but you know, like it's probably just not.
Yeah. So we kind of, I think, topped out. We probably danced around a little bit. This my fifth question is, but what's one of your goals in the next 12 months? Where are you a year from now?
To have a social platform that's talking about real issues and getting real situations handled.
And what, like, give me an example in your mind. Do it right now. You've got a platform. What's one real issue that you would want somebody to hear right now?
Okay, well, we're gonna go with current, with what Kanye West just said. Like, I see a lot of back and forth, nay and yay sayers over what he's saying about slavery. And, you know, that's kind of a big topic, and I've been talking about that a lot, you know, like on my Facebook and Instagram, and that's like I would really want to dig into that with anybody that's willing.
sure. So unpack a little bit, maybe for the people who don't know what Kanye said. Now I do, so but maybe unpack, you know, what did he say that pushed you or offended you, or what did it do for you? What was the emotional reaction once you heard what he said?
Well, what he said was that slavery, after 400 years, slavery was a choice at some point, you know. Now, how he said it, I didn't agree with, you know, because, you know, like as emotional people, we speak out of emotion sometimes. So we don't, you know, think about our words, but he cleaned it up, you know, and honestly, I actually thought that way for a long time. You know what I mean? Because, like, for it to be 400 years, you know what I mean? Like, whether or not it would have been good, or whether or not it would have turned out the right way or not, we remained under slavery due to fear. Mm-hmm. And fear is a choice. So if we're under slavery during fear, then that's, we're choosing to remain slaves. I mean, that's just how I feel. So
sure,
I actually agreed with him. You know what I mean? Like, I know he got a lot of slack for it and all that, but I actually agreed with him, to be honest.
Interesting. Cool. And what did you think about, now, again, what I remember was the TMZ guy, which I can't remember his name right now, kind of really being pretty intense with Kanye. I saw that kind of going around the old Facebook world. Do you think he was in the right to kind of take on that statement?
Yep. Absolutely. See, I'm not biased, so I can look on both sides of the coin.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So, you know, because I'm black, you feel what I'm saying? So I understand what Van is saying, because initially for a black man to say that, it's shocking.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, like this period, it's shocking. But once you sit down and actually use the brain that God gave you, you know, like you're able to decipher and read between lines and actually see the meaning behind what he's saying, because all he really talk about is freedom of thought. And you know what I mean? So it's, you know, like Kanye just did, he just had a shock value because he came out and said it how he said it. But you know, when you just sit and really just put all your personal feelings and emotions to the side, you're able to open your brain and understand what's going on. So,
yeah, I agree, man. Well, Tim, I think you gotta jump into this, man. This is a good conversation. We did it. We got through our 5 questions in 5 minutes. I will let you get back to your day, but I appreciate it, man. So if you get a moment, make sure you subscribe to Gawker Backer, which is my podcast here on Anchor. And I'm going to get this thing up a little bit later today because I do these on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So I appreciate you taking time, man.
Thanks, Jeff. Have a good one.
You too, buddy. Later.
All right, boss.
All right, man. How about those 5 questions? Yeah, it was a little ridiculous of me to try to do one about 5 minutes before I was jumping into teaching yesterday. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do, right? We had to get an episode in, and I was showing Sean how quick it is. So everybody who's played along, thank you guys so much for doing my 5 questions in 5 minutes. It is it's a fun time, man. I love hearing everybody's answers. So we just listened to a song called Can You Keep a Secret? Here's one thing you can do. Go over to Spotify, search The Sugar People, follow us, listen to the music over there. That is me, right? That's me from back in the day. That's the band. So go check that out. Next things you can do, go to iTunes right now and subscribe to Gawker Backer and Successfully Funded. Those are my 2 podcasts. Go subscribe, leave a review, tell your friends, right? If you've listened to this point, you like what you're hearing. You like this vibe. You like this energy. So go check that out. If you want to be interviewed on Gawker Backer or Successfully Funded, shoot me an email, jeff@woodshed.agency. And hey, by the way, that's our website, woodshed.agency. So those are all the call to actions that I need you guys to do. I hope you guys have a great weekend, and I will talk to you all next week when we do another episode of Gawker Backer.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.